Saga Egmont presents Daughter of the Resistance by Gosha Nilon, read by Nina Indis and Lawrence Dobiesh.
I dedicate this book to my beloved sister Kasha. Part 1. I love you for exactly who you are. I admire you for always leaving the battlefield as the last one, for putting the lives of others before your own. Yulia Vyarnovska. Prologue. Yulia. 31st August 1939, Ratuchy, a village in northeast Poland. Before my grandmother walks away, she says, "Even if he returns, I'm sure this letter will help you understand him better." Understand what better? That he never loved me? My throat constricts as I stare at my father's handwriting in black ink. I don't want to read it. While I was still in bed this morning, I heard him leaving at dawn without saying a goodbye. He was summoned to defend our borders if Hitler decides to attack. When I open it, a gold chain and a stock of photos drop to the kitchen rug. I'm awed by the beauty of a gold heart pendant with engraved roses. Inside it is my parents' wedding picture. They made a stunning couple. I'm surprised at how much I resemble my mother. We could be twins. I've never seen any pictures of her before now. Tata said everything was lost in the fire that destroyed our former flat in Warsaw when I was 3. I go through the old photos, mostly showing my parents during their vacation. Why did he hide these from me when I was growing up? Tata was always an enigma to me, and it hasn't changed. I unfold the piece of paper and inhale the familiar woodsy scent mingled with a cigar. Tears of longing form as I read the first words of his letter.
"Dear daughter, there is so much I want to tell you, but I don't know how. I spent all those years grieving your mother that I became a failure to you as a father. There are no words to tell you how sorry I am for neglecting you throughout your childhood. I have no defense. You are the perfect reflection of your mother. You have her beauty, her voice, her laugh, her wit. Every time I look at you, I'm unable to suppress the pain of her being gone. I'm guilty of letting my entire world die with her so long ago. I'm so sorry. Now, when the time to defend our homeland is almost here, I beg you to be strong. I believe your mama will be watching over you from above as she already has. I love you. Tata."
As tears cloud my vision, I kiss the letter and squeeze it against my heart while conflicting emotions run through me. Pain blends with relief. Will he finally treat me like any loving father would his daughter? I leap to my feet and rush outside to find my grandmother. A whiff of manure fills my nostrils. She rests on the garden bench, her face basking in a stream of sun rays, her eyes closed. I surge forward and cling to her with my heart feeling full. "Thank you for always being there for me," I swallow to rein in my emotion. "If not for you, I don't know what would have become of me." The rest of the day, I spend with my childhood friend Nikolai at our little beach right on the shore of the Narev River. Tomorrow, he has to go back to Crimea. We bathe in the river and lounge on a blanket while engaged in innocent kisses. "When will I see you again?" I ask, while stroking his cheek.
"Hopefully soon, my little one."
His arresting black eyes hold me captive, and it's impossible to miss the look of a pure adoration that flashes over his face. His outward strength belies in an inner gentleness, which makes me feel so safe. "Do you think it's true about the war?" His face turns ashen as he runs his hand through his shoulder-length black hair.